This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, we have 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Wet out there already. High today in the middle 80s. Chance of rain is 50% today. And a letter signed by 16 UNC professors, faculty give Chair Jan Boxall their support and say that the media has largely distorted what Boxall was trying to do. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
It had nothing to do with the situation that was being investigated.
That's Master Lecturer at UNC Gene Desay. The issue commented on is the News and Observer's July 20th story on Boxall saying she tried to cover up scandalous information about UNC's athletic program. Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleged that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. Desay says that Boxall emailed the authors of an academic fraud report to change the description of one individual from an athletic supporter to a booster. Desay says reports in state news outlets, particularly by the News and Observer, cast aspersions on the motives behind Boxall's emails, which Desay traces back to her word choice.
Just by using the phrase about it not being our intention to cause further NCAA concern, just using that phrase would make it sound as if we were trying to hide something.
The three authors of the academic fraud report itself were aware of Boxall's intentions, according to another one of the letter's signatories, Leslie Perize, professor of pharmacology at UNC.
The faculty executive committee knows Jan Boxall and knows that her only interest was in accurate wording of the report. This was affirmed by those faculty who were involved in authoring the report.
WCHL reached out to the letter of support's three authors and all of the professors who signed the letter of support. Other than the two quoted in this story, two of the authors said they didn't want to comment or weren't available, and the third's email had an out-of-town autoresponse. The other signatories have not yet replied to WCHL's request. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
609 WCHL. More news coming up in just a moment.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Got faith? How does your faith come alive in daily living? I'm Kenneth Fenar, pastor of Grace Church, and I invite you to join us this month as we make faith fun, down-to-earth, and practical. You'll grow in your faith and experience community this fall as we launch more than 70 small groups. We have phenomenal programming for kids, teenagers, and adults. In this day and age, we all need faith. Join us on the journey of faith. Yours will grow in our vibrant community. Grace Church, reaching people, building lives, gracelife.com.
6:11 at WCHL, 72 degrees. Your full weather forecast coming up in just a few moments here. Governor Pat McCrory is coming to you to talk about his plans for education here in North Carolina. According to Progress NC Action, Governor McCrory will be giving a speech today about education at the Sheraton at 1 Europa Drive in Chapel Hill. That is this morning right here in Chapel Hill at the Chapel Hill Sheraton Hotel. Protesters are planning to gather beginning at 8 a.m. wearing red again in support of teachers and better funding for education, just as they did during this past Moral Monday. WCHL will be there live with updates from the protest. Six same-sex North Carolina couples are speaking out not only against the state's ban on gay marriage, but also on the rights for their children. According to a WRAL report, the American Civil Liberties Union says it will amend a federal lawsuit filed last year on behalf of those six couples where one partner wanted to adopt the other's child. The ACLU says it plans to launch a challenge to North Carolina's ban on gay marriage, a ban solidified by an amendment to the state constitution that passed last year that prohibits the legal recognition of unions between same-sex couples. The ACLU argues that marriage would provide same-sex couples a number of benefits for their children, including health insurance coverage if one parent lacks it, the permission of either parent to make medical decisions or to be by a child's bedside if hospitalized, and the prevention from children being torn away from their home if something should happen to the biologically or legally recognized parent. One of the couples in the 2012 lawsuit, Marcy and Chantel Fisher Bourne, were legally married in Washington, D.C. in 2011 and currently live in Durham. The couple has two children, a 5-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy, each carried by one of the two women. When their daughter was born, the couple met resistance from a hospital staff member who demanded their legal paperwork. The ACLU argues that encounters like this could be avoided if they were legally married in North Carolina. WCHL spoke with Chantel to hear about how North Carolina's ban affects her family as well as other North Carolina families.
Having marriage rights for same-sex couples is the best way to provide the safety net that you want for our families, you know, those of us who have kids.
Chantel says having the original adoption rights case expand to include the ban on same-sex marriage is an important step, especially given the recent decision of the Supreme Court to declare the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional.
Well, I think, you know, our case was important as a second-parent adoption case, and now in light of the Supreme Court decision around DOMA, you know, lots of changes happening around the conversation on marriage rights. It was a perfect opportunity considering the changes in the law.
And ultimately, Chantel says she wants the same rights as any other parent who gave birth and raised a child.
You know, it directly affects any same-sex couple in North Carolina and many states throughout the U.S. Being a legal stranger to your kids who you've raised since they were born is disconcerting, to say the least, and something we want to change.
Former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe has taken on his new role as provost at Washington University out in St. Louis, but his influence at Carolina lives on through initiatives he started during his time in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
There's clearly a very strong culture of innovation and entrepreneurship here already, and I think it's wonderful that the board is focusing on that. It's flourishing thanks in part to groundbreaking work by Chancellor Thorpe's Innovation Circle.
That's Chancellor Carol Folt speaking last week at her first meeting with the Board of Trustees. She took over as the university's leader on July 1st. Under Thorpe's leadership, UNC launched Innovate at Carolina. The program works to strengthen Carolina's entrepreneurship ecosystem, helping to translate ideas into ventures that will make an impact in the community. Thorpe also served on the President's National Advisory Council on Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which held its first national forum in Chapel Hill. He also co-authored Engines of Innovation, the Entrepreneurial University in the 21st Century. Continuing Thorpe's vision for UNC, the trustees' new chairman, Lowry Cottle, outlined four goals for the board this year, one being to encourage entrepreneurship and innovation. Echoing similar sentiments, UNC professor of chemistry, Joe DeSimone, told the board that the university has to maintain a presence nationally through research initiatives and economic development.
When you look at job growth, and it's what this state needs, job growth emanates from startup companies. All the data supports it.
Thorpe also broke ground through ushering in a new era of improved town-gown relations in the community, something Folt said she will take pride in continuing.
I feel very happy and lucky to be inheriting a very strong and powerful town-gown relationship. That's something that I know is important to everybody, and it's certainly something that's important to me.
Before Thorpe departed for St. Louis, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt presented him with a key to the town. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A bill to cut the interest rates of new student loans goes to President Barack Obama today for his signature. Yesterday, the House approved the bipartisan measure that calls for reducing the rates of Stafford-subsidized and unsubsidized loans that had doubled July 1st. Interest rates would be tied to stock market performance. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today, and you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. All delicious. Dickey's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, off Mount Moriah Road. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 71 in Carborough, also 71 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. High today, 85. Chance of rain, 50-50. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Then partly cloudy after midnight. Low tonight, 65. Chance of rain, 60%. And then tomorrow, a better day. Mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Already, it's a little bit wet out there this morning. And we've had a little overnight rain. And again, about a 50-50 chance of rain all day today. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Trojan Man.
So, what do you think?
Well, new Trojan Pure Ecstasy condoms are so smooth, it feels like nothing's there.
Nothing there.
But Trojan Supra Bearskin is America's thinnest non-latex condom.
Supra thin.
Of course, the Trojan Pleasure Pack has 4 varieties of condoms. We could try them all.
All of them?
All night long.
So many stimulating condoms, all triple tested for quality. All from the maker of Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Trusted brand.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good things about living in a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Really? There are.
Post-apocalyptic wasteland. Here we go. Good things. Number 10. You don't waste time worrying about an impending apocalypse. Number 9. It's a great excuse for not dusting. Number 8. Low mortgage rates make buying a cave easier than ever. Number 7. No shortage of irradiated sand. Number 6. Fewer films about post-apocalyptic wastelands. Number 5, you can find a parking space. Number 4, no debates. Number 3, news radio has traffic on the 1s, zombie attacks on the 8s. Number 2, breakdancing robots. There they are. And number 1, good thing about living in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, still easy to purchase Met tickets.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. Dave's guests will be Oprah Winfrey and Paul Rudd.
Oprah Winfrey?
That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:20 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. 105 North Carolina football players reported to campus on Wednesday, a day before the Tar Heels officially opened training camp today with their first practice of the 2013 season. Head coach Larry Fedora led the team through a series of introductory meetings, which included presentations from all support services. And here's what Fedora said. This quote, "We have 29 practices before we kick it off against South Carolina. We have to make the most of these opportunities, and I know our kids are excited about getting things started." Following the team meeting, players and staff adjourned for a team meal at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Carolina will hold its first practice this morning, starting at 9:50. North Carolina quarterback and son of former head football coach Butch Davis, Drew Davis, has decided to transfer to Coffeyville Community College, that's out in Kansas, where he will begin practice this fall. Davis is 6'2", 210 pounds, He joined the Tar Heels prior to the start of the 2012 season and redshirted. In a release from UNC Athletics, Davis said, "I appreciate the opportunity Coach Fedora gave me to be a member of the team. I've met so many great people during my time in Chapel Hill, and I will miss seeing them on a daily basis." Davis was a starter for three seasons at East Chapel Hill High School, where he threw for more than 3,500 yards and 30 touchdowns as a senior in the 2011 season. In the release, head coach Larry Fedora said, quoting here, "We wish Drew nothing but the best of luck as he continues his career at Coffeyville. He's a great kid, a great teammate, and we enjoyed having him in our program." So Drew Davis, no longer a part of the North Carolina football team, going to Coffeyville. Never could figure that one out anyway. 6:22 at WCHL. Coming up, Charles Osgood, just a couple of minutes.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at BestTile.com.
Here's a riddle for you. When can you enjoy a round of golf without playing golf? When you sponsor Cornucopia Cancer Support Center 9th Annual Golf Tourney, I invite you and your organization to sponsor Cornucopia's annual event at Briar Creek Country Club to help anyone journeying with cancer. A wide range of sponsorships are available. It's easy to see more at cancersupportforyou.org or call 401-9333. And thank you, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
This is Eric Montross. Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Hi, this is Sam Burton. I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Boy, I said, I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer.
This is Woody Durham. And Ron, thanks for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
I wanted to say thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro on WCHL.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Stutz is one of the most wonderful human beings you'll ever meet in your life. He's the best possible voice to wake up to every morning. Hi, this is Mike Cross, and I'm awfully glad we've had Ron Stutz to wake us up here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you.
Without Ron Stutz, WCHL Radio, Chapel Hill would not be the place that it is.
6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. This is Charles Osgood. With unemployment still a big problem in this country, we're told there are apparently more and more job openings in this country for people skilled in computers and information technology, but fewer and fewer young people majoring in those fields in school. Rosemary Hafner is head of human resources at CareerBuilder.
What we're seeing is that although the number of computer and IT jobs grew 13% nationally between 2003 and 2012, the number of individuals getting degrees in those fields actually declined by 11%.
Go figure. We'll try to after this. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an independent, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust. When you choose to live in a Holiday Retirement community, you'll have peace of mind knowing that friendly live-in managers are available around the clock. You'll find all-inclusive amenities, plenty of life-enriching activities, an exclusive travel program to more than 300 of their communities, and you'll enjoy three chef-prepared meals a day where everything from entree to dessert is made fresh from scratch. You have a life story. Share it with other folks just like you at a Holiday Retirement community.
Whether you want to live by the ocean, the mountains, or just close to family, Holiday has over 300 communities to suit your taste. Bring a friend, join us for a free homemade meal, and share your story. Call 1-855-610-5500 or find us online at holidaytouch.com. That's holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
Willie Sutton once reportedly said he robbed banks because that's where the money is. Well, if you want a job, shouldn't you get into a field where the jobs are? Again, here's career builder's Rosemary Hafner.
There was a dot-com boom and a dot-com bust, and so that made some people leery to pursue those IT and computer-related fields.
But aren't supply and demand supposed to rule markets, including the job market? What happened to the skills gap?
There's definitely a skills gap, is what we're seeing in the country. More jobs are being created there, and the supply is lower. But what individual companies are doing is saying the way we can solve that more quickly is to create our own internal robust training and get those skills that we need and bridge the gap.
But you're saying they haven't bridged it yet.
That gap is still big. It's still daunting. And so though employers are trying to address it hands-on by creating their own training programs, there's still plenty of opportunities out there in the workforce for individuals to secure those degrees and translate that into a computer or IT job.
Rosemary Hafner of Career Builder. Thank you. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01. 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit. Based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit OurLocalDeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit OurLocalDeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and appeal station.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, not exactly an optimal day. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Kind of wet out there after a lot of overnight rain. Mostly cloudy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. 50% chance of that happening. High today in the middle 80s. Rain more likely in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and partly cloudy after midnight. Overnight low will be 65 and the chance of rain is 60%. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high of about 85 degrees. So it'll be a nice day tomorrow. Today and tonight will be quite rainy.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. His sentence will be life in prison, no chance at parole, and he'll have another 1,000 years tacked onto that. Kidnapper and sexual abuser Ariel Castro will be sentenced today in Cleveland. He abused three women at his home for up to a decade. CBS's Pat Milton says Castro entered a guilty plea and avoided trial.
Prosecutor Tim McGinty said in the memorandum that the kidnapper
Ariel Castro, quote, admits to his disgusting and inhumane conduct, but remains remorseless.
More from reporter Greg Saber.
In putting together the charges against Ariel Castro, we now know that Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight weren't relying on memory. They kept diaries chronicling their 10 years of torture in Ariel Castro's home, including starvation, rape, beatings, being chained to a wall, Castro threatening to shoot them if they tried to escape.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL, 71 degrees. I'm Ron Stutz. Governor Pat McCrory will be in Chapel Hill today. He's coming to you to talk about his plans for education here in North Carolina. According to Progress NC Action, Governor McCrory will be giving a speech about education this morning at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel at 1 Europa Drive in Chapel Hill. Protesters are planning to gather beginning at 8 a.m. wearing red again in support of teachers and better funding for education, just as they did this past Monday, Moral Monday, in Raleigh. WCHL will be there this morning with updates from the protest. In a letter signed by 16 University of North Carolina professors, faculty give Chair Jan Boxall their support and say that the media has largely distorted what Boxall was trying to do. WCHL's Rand Norton has the story.
It had nothing to do with the situation that was being investigated.
That's Master Lecturer at UNC Jean Desay. The issue commented on is the News and Observer's July 20th story on Boxall saying she tried to cover up scandalous information about UNC's athletic program. Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleged that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. Desay says that Boxall emailed the authors of an academic fraud report to change the description of one individual from an athletic supporter to a booster. Desay says reports in state news outlets, particularly by the News and Observer, cast aspersions on the motives behind Boxall's emails, which Desay traces back to her word choice.
Just by using the phrase about it not being our intention to cause further NCAA concern, just using that phrase would make it sound as if we were trying to hide something.
The three authors of the academic fraud report itself were aware of Boxall's intentions, according to another one of the letter's signatories, Leslie Perize, professor of pharmacology at UNC.
The faculty executive committee knows Jan Boxall and knows that her only interest was in accurate wording of the report. This was affirmed by those faculty who were involved in authoring the report.
WCHL reached out to the letter of support's three authors and all of the professors who signed the letter of support. Other than the two quoted in this story, two of the authors said they didn't want to comment or weren't available, and the third's email had an out-of-town auto-response. The other signatories have not yet replied to WCHL's request. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Six same-sex North Carolina couples are speaking out not only against the state's ban on gay marriage, but also in the rights for their children. According to a report from WRAL, the American Civil Liberties Union says it will amend a federal lawsuit filed last year on behalf of those half-dozen couples where one partner wanted to adopt the other's child. The ACLU says it plans to launch a challenge to North Carolina's ban on gay marriage, a ban solidified by an amendment to the state constitution that passed last year, prohibiting the legal recognition of unions between same-sex couples. The ACLU argues that marriage would provide same-sex couples a number of benefits for their children, including health insurance coverage if one parent lacks it, the permission of either parent to make medical decisions or to be by a child's bedside if hospitalized, and the prevention from children being torn away from their home if something should happen to the biologically or legally recognized parent. More on this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Marriage ceremony started at midnight for gay couples in Minnesota, where same-sex marriage is now legal. Minnesota officials estimate that about 5,000 gay couples will marry in the first year of this new law. That's in Minnesota. Laws legalizing same-sex marriage also took effect today in Rhode Island and the District of Columbia. An Asheville abortion clinic has had its license suspended by the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services over what the agency calls violations of existing rules. A statement issued yesterday said the violations discovered by inspectors revealed a threat to the health and safety of patients. The Department of Health and Human Services Director of Health Service Regulation, Drextel Pratt, said inspectors found Femcare, Inc. failed to comply with 23 separate rules. Among the violations, the agency said Femcare failed to maintain anesthesia delivery systems in good working condition, with torn masks and tubing held together with tape. FemCare officials couldn't be reached for comment yesterday. The suspension comes 2 days after Governor Pat McCrory signed into law legislation that would let the Department of Health and Human Services require that abortion clinics meet the standards of an outpatient surgical center. Your state's national attention continues to grow as Comedy Central's famed pseudo-pundit Stephen Colbert took time on his Monday night broadcast to talk about the state's General Assembly praising bills passed, like one that removes the requirement that charter school teachers have a college degree.
Great move. I mean, who better to teach fifth grade than a sixth grader? It's still fresh in his mind.
And Colbert, a native of South Carolina, made sure to point out his long history of not caring for our home state.
I mean, who makes barbecue sauce with vinegar? That's what you use to clean a toilet. And when I say toilet, I mean Charlotte.
Colbert also gave special attention to a bill that would make it a felony to expose one's nipple for the purposes of arousal.
So, North Carolina strippers, be sure to add a sign on your chest that reads, "For educational purposes only."
However, all of these bills are not what won Colbert's full support.
All those bills were just foreplay, which I believe is also illegal in North Carolina.
What earned the General Assembly Colbert's tip of the hat is a recently passed bill allowing those with concealed firearms to take their weapons into bars and even onto playgrounds.
Guns will make the whole playground experience much more fun. Instead of duck, duck, goose, you can just play duck, duck, duck!
For the full video, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. News around town this morning. New fees in Chapel Hill's park and ride lots will start August 15th. The loss affected will be Carborough Plaza, Eubanks, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry. The rates will start at $2 for a daily rate, $21 for a monthly rate, and $250 for a yearly rate. UNC says it will be implementing its own fees for its park and ride lots at the same time. UNC park and ride permits will be usable in town lots. Again, this will go into effect exactly 2 weeks from today. Property tax bills for Chatham County residents should be arriving by at least mid-August, with the deadline to pay on January 6th. Some residents of Chatham County may get real estate and personal property tax bills separately. According to the Chatham County Tax Administrator, Francis Wilson, taxpayers may appeal the personal property tax bill within 30 days of the date listed on the bill, with all residents encouraged to bring questions to 919-542-8250 or 8260. You can find those numbers and more information on all the stories by viewing this News Around Town article on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Raleigh Mann talks about construction on Weaver Dairy Road. Oh boy, that's coming up next in today's commentary, followed by Inside Carolina Athletics.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carborough, so stop by or give them a call at 942-3255.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great-tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Morning, it is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill at 642 WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. As dedicated Chapel Hill residents discuss what changes are in store for Estes Drive, we can look forward to the end of the three-year project to improve Weaver Dairy Road. Stretching from Martin Luther King Boulevard on the west to Irwin Road on the east, this two-lane road has become, wait for it, a two-lane road. Chapel Hill residents who wish to travel west to east or east to west in this town have few options. Weaver Dairy Road, Estes Drive, and of course, navigating Manning Drive through the medical complex and the South Campus mess. Only Manning Drive is four lanes wide. Weaver Dairy and Estes Drive remain good old two-lane roads, and traffic predictably is a mess much of the time. And so we improve Weaver Dairy Road, and it remains two lanes wide. Ah, but it's beautiful. Now we have some sidewalk, bike lanes, turn lanes, barriers, even a grassy median near East Chapel Hill High School, and concrete. Lots of concrete. Here's a way to get rich. Be in the concrete business in Chapel Hill. And at the east end, a roundabout. What? Why? We all have wondered about that split in the road that would divert eastbound drivers to the left so we could connect to Sage Road and its intersection with 15501. Now that handy little tangent is open for business, complete with its needless, wasteful roundabout. Your tax dollars at work. Just imagine what's in store for Estes Drive between MLK and East Franklin Street when all the decisions have been made and the improvements begin. You suppose we finally will have a four-lane road linking west to east in Chapel Hill? Now that would make sense. Don't bet on it, but we'll have lots of concrete. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever keeping us doing it right, Ronstadt.
No problem. Time now for Inside Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Larry Fedora promised to emphasize special teams when he took over the Carolina football program, and that emphasis was evident in year one of Fedora's leadership. Part of that excellence came in blocking punts, which the Heels did three times last year. Two of those three blocked punts came in a 66-0 whitewashing of Idaho on September 29th in Chapel Hill, as both Romar Morris and Pete Mangum blocked kicks against the Vandals. Do you know the last time Carolina blocked multiple punts in the same game? That's today's Tar Heel trivia question, and the answer comes up after this. We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Before Romar Morris and Pete Mangum each blocked a punt against Idaho this past season, when was the last time Carolina blocked multiple kicks in a game? It was when Carolina hosted Connecticut on October 4, 2008. And not only did the Tar Heels block three UConn punts, but linebacker Bruce Carter blocked all three by himself. The Tar Heels topped the Huskies 38-12 that evening as Carter, currently a member of the Dallas Cowboys, cemented himself as a fan favorite during his stellar Carolina career.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
A little Tar Heel Trivia for you this morning. I'll tell you what, all of that getting me more in the mood for Carolina football. Tar Heels, get it started. on August 29th down in Columbia against South Carolina. Very good football team. But you know what? I think North Carolina is going to be a very good football team, too, and that's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good season. Can't wait. All coming up right here on WCHL. Extensive coverage on game day, of course, but all week leading up to the games as well.
I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, seen around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Well, traffic has been, as far as I know, moving along pretty smoothly today. Had some real problems in our community yesterday, that's for sure. Rand Northam is here to bring you up to date on what's happening this morning.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yeah, good morning to you, first of all.
And good morning, too. Nice blue shirt.
Thank you very much.
Red tie.
Appreciate that.
Complimentary. Going out to the combination of blue and red to cover the governor's visit today out at the Sheraton Chapel Hill.
That's right. And traffic so far is moving smoothly, but I will say if you have no intention of attending the governor's speech or the protest, I would say steer clear of 15501. At least northbound, right around, in the whole 8 o'clock hour, because I imagine it's going to be pretty busy over there, because the governor and the GOP-led General Assembly has certainly brought some crowds so far this year, and we might see a crowd this morning. Haven't heard of how many people are going to be attending, but there could be some crowds over there. So you might want to avoid the area as far as traffic is concerned.
You're going to see a lot of people with red shirts on, that's for sure.
That is what they're saying.
In support of education.
Exactly. So the speech we just heard officially is at 8:45 this morning. So the protest, though, beginning at 8 o'clock this morning is what Progress NC Action is asking for this morning. But again, otherwise, traffic is moving smoothly so far this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by calling 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to you again about 7:15.
You bet.
Like that. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Crossroads Restaurant and Bar has great specials every day of the week. You can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark. He's an excellent chef and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 in Carrboro, mostly cloudy today, 50-50 chance of rain, scattered showers and thunderstorms, probably. We've had a lot of rain overnight, our high today about 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of rain and the low around 65. And then tomorrow, a much nicer day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s tomorrow. So the weather is definitely going to get a little better. WCHL with celebrity birthdays. Actor-director Jeffrey Holder is 83 years old today. You know who that guy is? He's the guy who voiced the old 7-Up commercials that you used to see on TV. A really deep voice. Ha 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 ha. Got a laugh like that, too. Singer Ramblin' Jack Elliott is 82 years old today. Actor Giancarlo Giannini, 71. Blues singer, musician Robert Cray, 60 years old today. Singer Michael Penn, 55. Let's see here. Rapper Chuck D of Public Enemy, 53 years old today. Rapper Coolio is 50. Actor John Carroll Lynch is 50 today. Adam Duritz, the lead singer of Counting Crows, 49 today. Actress Jennifer Garice, 43. Actress Tempest Bledsoe is 40 years old today. Actor Elijah Kelly is 27. Actor James Francis Kelly, 24. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. And I got to start by wishing happy birthday to Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams. Roy is 63 years old today. Happy birthday, Roy! And let me just say that Roy is probably feeling really, really old right now.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
All right, coach, but happy birthday to you. I hope it's a really good day for you, and you're going to do something to celebrate. Also, some other local celebrities include Bill Bracey, who has a birthday today. Susan Van Vliet of Durham has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Meg McGurk. She's done a lot of great things for downtown. Meg McGurk, happy birthday. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fortnum Boulevard and Metamont. And Meg, they will always take good care of you there. Chris Derby and the folks at the UPS stores. Meg McGurk, our birthday winner today. From WCHL. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Up! I screwed up. I was supposed to say,
Rabbit.
The first of the month, when you wake up, first day of the month, you're supposed to say,
oh, you caught yourself in mid-first
rabbit,
sentence.
Rabbit, yeah, well, I...
On air.
I had good intentions.
Yeah.
I looked at you, and I automatically thought, uh-oh.
That's right. I was like, yeah. Horror. Well, now, I mean, I'm covered. I said rabbit.
Uh-huh.
You may have to say tibar before you get in bed tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And then if I forget that, too, wake up tomorrow morning and
yeah,
say carrot.
Yep.
And then you're covered with good luck for the rest of the month.
Yep.
If you don't do any of that, then...
Hey, you're on your own, baby.
You're on your own.
Good luck.
Exactly. Don't walk under any ladders. Don't really challenge it.
So what's up? You good?
I'm doing okay. First of the month, hard to believe.
God, football is going to be going to two-a-days, and school's getting ready to start, both for college, high school, public schools,
before the end of August,
charter schools.
Before the end of August, Tar Heels will be playing.
Dang.
Playing South Carolina.
Oh, that's right, down in Columbia.
Yeah. Tough way to open the season.
I'd love to beat South Carolina.
So would I. The old ball coach. Okay. You got a good question?
All right, we're doing, since the state of North Carolina has been in the news for a lot of the summer and spring.
Yes.
We are doing, we won't get into that. Yep. We're going to do governors.
Okay.
Governors. Not what you have on
the
bus.
I have something else I could say to that, too, but I'm not going to.
Well, I know. All right, governors. Earl Warren.
Right.
And Jerry Brown.
Right.
Were chief executives of California.
Right.
They were governors of California.
Mm-hmm.
What state can lay claim to these two governors?
Mm-hmm.
One from the 19th century and one from the 20th century.
And they are?
Hannibal Hamlin. And folks, he just glazed over. And Edmund Muskie.
Oh, okay, I got it. I got Edmund Muskie.
Okay, which state can lay claim to these two governors? Hannibal Hamlin and Edmund Muskie, who, in my opinion, reminds me a lot of Brian Stabler.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, has it kind of the same similar look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have quite the English accent Brian Stabler does.
No,
yeah, you're right, as far as looks are concerned.
But if you go the answer...
Mm-hmm.
Call. You don't have to go through the state legislature to call.
No, thank goodness.
And if you told them from Chapel Hill, they'd veto it.
You don't have to protest.
Yeah. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
You can get a $10 gift card from Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go. $10!
You can swap a trivia prize with one of our other winners.
I'm going to tell you what, the Cruisers certificate is pretty dadgum cool.
Cruisers are good to go. You can get over 10 sauce drinks.
You can fill your gas tank
with gas.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, boy. Cruisers. Cruiser's a good place.
Yeah, give us a call. What state can lay claim to the two governors?
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jerry Lynn Schulke is today's very talented hometown hero. She works with the Art Center and just finished putting on 10 by 10.
Is the Art Center's annual 10-minute play festival. This year is our 12th annual. Mm-hmm. We get scripts from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. This year we had over 750 scripts submitted.
Wow.
We whittle that down to a fantastic 10 plays. So audiences get to see 10 great short plays in an evening of really great theater. 10 actors, 10 directors, 10 plays, 10 by 10.
10 by 10 was a huge success, and Jerry Lynn is very proud of that. She does a lot of things and works with a lot of people at the Art Center in Carrboro.
I'm the artistic director of Art Center Stage. We have both a main stage program during the season where we produce our own in-house shows, which 10 by 10 is one of those. And then we have a second stage series where we have a bunch of resident companies. So the Monty, Transactors Improv, Sacrificial Poets, all these different groups perform Hidden Voices, performed throughout the year on our kind of our second stage.
Jerry Lynn Schulke loves to perform, and in addition to that, she loves to teach others, even young children. In addition to acting, she's worked as a freelance instructor teaching students young and old everything from movement to Shakespeare. And she's been a casting director as well. One of these days, she's going to pick up her dancing shoes again. The Arts Center is such a big part of our cultural environment here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, and Jerry Lynn Schulke is one of the reasons why.
Thanks for all your hard work in putting it together.
Thank you, Ron.
All right.
A lot of fun.
Jerry Lynn Schulke, ladies and gentlemen.
Did I mention that Jerry Lynn Schulke has also done quite a bit of work to benefit charitable organizations here in our community? Jerry Lynn Schulke of the Arts Center, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:58, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Freddie, I believe you were asking a trivia question about the state of Maine.
You are correct, sir, O wise one.
I knew that Edmund Muskie was
Ron
from Maine.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Thank you. May the force be with you.
Thank you. Maine, Hamlin was Lincoln's first term vice president, but before that, he was Maine's 26th governor. Oh, gimme. Come on, man.
Trey, I'm your father. Luke.
I'm sorry.
Use the force.
Muskie, who sought the Democratic nomination for the presidency in 1972, was Maine's 64th governor.
All right, congratulations to Elaine Rosenbacher of Chapel Hill, who called in with the answer to the question. Elaine Rosenbacher gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also gets to swap a trivial prize. Thank you, Elaine. Always good to hear from you.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, cloudy today, 50% chance of rain. Wet out there already. We may get some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today, about 85.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.